Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Thank you very much for tuning in. This is the third hour of our broadcast today on this Tuesday as we pay tribute to Dr. Joy Brown and open our airwaves and cyber waves to callers at 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison, and Bernadette Duncan is with me, and we've been talking to some amazing people. We will be talking again this hour with Joy Brown's sister, Alana Sinclair. She's waiting in the wings to share a story or two with us, and we will also be playing a couple of, at least one, maybe two clips of conversations I've had with Joy Brown that have never been heard on the radio. But right now, let's go to the telephone and say hello to Lynn, who's calling in from Washington. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, the other Washington.
I was going to ask you, which Washington is it? I don't have a state or a D.C. or anything.
Tacoma near Seattle.
Ah, the real Washington.
Yes.
If you ever want to ask a question of somebody and throw them a trick question, say, who is the Italian that our nation's capital is named after? And they probably won't get the answer. And of course, it's easy. It's Christopher Columbus. It's Washington D.C., the District of Columbia. Whatever. So there's our Washington trivia. So what are you thinking about today, Lynn?
Well, I just wondered, I wanted to comment that I thought she was just so positive. I have her number in my phone so that if I was ever listening, I could just call in real quickly. I talked to her a couple of times. The most recent was, had to have been right before she died. It was got to be late August. And she was talking about language and problems. I don't know. I don't remember what her focus was, but we got into about how people speak incorrectly more and more, like on the air these days. And I'm not perfect with English, but it really bothers me when I hear things that are like a trend. I hear a lot of people saying reportably instead of reportedly. And she said she hadn't heard that. And then there's a couple of other things. And so we talked about those things, and it was just fun to have someone to exchange those thoughts with, because a lot of people I don't think would really care if I brought it up. But she was talking about it. And I liked how she reviewed movies and plays, because I'm enthused about those things. And just was interesting. She was just a well-rounded person who was passionate and just so positive.
She incorporated her movie reviews and her play reviews into the program, didn't she?
Yeah.
That's what we always talked about. That I would talk to her often. In addition to the personal stuff, I would have conversations with her about the professional stuff, about the parameters of her show and what fits the show and what doesn't fit the show. And I don't know how much of the broadcast that I have been doing this week and on Friday you've heard. But she often wrestled with the boundaries of what is expected of a clinical psychologist, a licensed, real PhD doctor of philosophy and psychology, what kind of show it should be. That is it appropriate to talk about a movie you saw or a play that you saw? And I always encouraged her to expand the boundaries, expand it. Life is changing. It shouldn't all be just, helping people with individual personal problems, although that should be part of it, too. And she wrestled with that. And of course, there's no answer to what's right or wrong, but I'm sharing with you that that was a concern of hers always in terms of the kind of show. What aspect of what she did you enjoy the most? Did you like when she got into those other things, or did you like hearing people call with a specific problem that she would solve specifically to them?
Well, connect at all. Mm-hmm. I mostly listen to TV. I'm really into the politics right now. And so I don't always have the radio on when I'm and I don't have a computer when I'm home. But when I remembered, I'd tune her in. And if I was in the car, I'd go, oh, yeah, Dr. Joy. But I often, it just my focus is usually just to have on the TV with this critical time in our politics. But I like to listen to the, for whatever reason, I like to listen to the problems that people presented to her and her approaches. And I'm always really humane and practical, and sometimes she'd inject silliness into different, not necessarily trying to help a person, but I liked how she was just so real, and I think she seemed to have, like, zero ego, like a strong self-concept, but not like a overblown thought of herself as I'm this important person, you know, and I like that. I like people that are down to earth, and I love the play. In fact, at the end, I was confused because I thought I knew which days that she reviewed plays or movies, and then I was finding that she was doing them like on a Monday or something, and I think that's because they were reruns, and I didn't realize it.
This is the new digital era where you don't always know when something was originally broadcast. As I mentioned earlier, we're going through a lot of confusion with, you know, what's appointment listening, what's repackaged listening, what's delayed broadcasting. And it wreaks havoc for those of us in the broadcasting industry. The old concept of call the number and we're taking your call and it's live. It wreaks havoc on that. And Joy used to have a lot of problems with that because many of the listeners are not listening to it when it's happening. I mean, it's live from the standpoint it's live on tape, not that we use tape anymore. I say, let's roll the chip. You know, it's all on a chip. But a lot of it isn't live anymore because a lot of stations repackage programming. They play it at another time, and it's better to be played at another time than not to be played at all. And you can hear it live on the websites, but then you can hear a podcast. So the idea of call and I'll solve your problem, which at one time, when many, many, many more people might have even been listening to radio because there were more radios available. I mean, what you just said was very telling. You know, you listen to television, and then when you're in the car, oh, yeah, there's a radio, Dr. Joy. Whereas, you know, there was once a time when there was not only a radio in the house, there was a radio in every room of the house. But now there's a computer in every room of the house, and now there's a telephone, computer, radio, television, tricorder device in everybody's pocket, or more so in everybody's hand. It's a very different paradigm in terms of how people listen. And it all comes back to, are we taking calls or are we not taking calls? When they say call in, are they really meaning it or is that a rebroadcast of something? And it made it very difficult for Joy to get the large number of calls that her screeners and producers had to choose from back in, say, the golden days of radio when she was on WOR in New York and had, you know, millions of listeners on one station all focused on her. It's a tough game nowadays, the idea of taking calls.
I just wanted to comment that I Googled it after I heard the program last Friday. I was really, really shocked and sad. I Googled and it said that her daughter didn't reveal the cause of death. And I'm just wondering whether the public will ever know whether it was a long illness or just a sudden thing where she didn't even know it. Hope she wasn't suffering. And thank you very much, Michael, for doing this program and your wife, Bernadette. This is a beautiful set of programs that I've been hearing.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank
you're
you
very
so
kind.
Much.
Best to you, Ruth. Thank you. Bernadette, you wanted to say something?
Not really. I was actually listening to Lynn and talking about how she called in to Joy and had a conversation about language.
Oh, I see. You were telling me that was Lynn and not Ruth. I understand. Bernadette was signaling me. Bernadette is an experienced radio producer, and she instinctively is doing everything to help me get through this.
Obviously not experienced enough, though.
and Ruth, who's in Virginia, waiting to come on, I'm going to have her hold on for a few minutes because we're going to have a break, and I don't want to interrupt her. So, Ruth in Virginia, you will be next, and then sometime in the near future, I will play that piece about privacy, and we're also going to talk to Alana. And take your call as well. We still have 45 minutes in this hour, give or take a minute. 877-807-4048 is our number.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want to thank everybody who's been calling. It has been a very interesting parade of personalities, thoughts, and emotions. Let's go right back to the phone. We have Ruth, the aforementioned Ruth in Virginia. Now we really have the real Ruth. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for doing this. If I may ask you some questions, because I know you've been asking calling people calling in with Dr. Joy meant to us. And frankly, I don't think I could answer without crying. I'm heartbroken. But I'm just flooded with questions, not only the cause of her death, but was she alone? Were people with her? And then I worry about her sweet mother that she was spoke so affectionately of. I'm just wondering about, and of course, her siblings and her daughter. But if you
well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I happen to have her sister right waiting in the wings. We're going to bring her on, and Alana, if you're there, please pop into the frame so we can hear you. Are you there, Alana?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Alana, I if you don't want to answer any of those questions, you don't have to. But
I can only answer what's true for me. And right now, I want to kind of answer what's in my heart, which is because I said something on Facebook, I just know for me that... Joy, this is really hard to say, but because I want to honor her family, my family.
Well, then don't answer.
Person is, I just know that I feel a lot of love in my heart, and I know Joy was in a very peaceful place, and because I felt that on the phone with her. That's all I can say.
Well, that will suffice. That will suffice. And I'll tell you what, Alana, I'm not gonna have you subjected to any other questions in that regard. I will come back to you in a moment, unless you have something that you want to add to that.
I just wanted to add a lovely story about the woman with the butterfly. And, you know, again, I'm just talking for me as her sister. I have a butterfly, a tattoo on my leg. That's how crazy I am. And I, too, have been seeing butterflies and birds that are flying around the lake five times over my head. And my dad leaves little pennies for me. He passed away several years ago. And, again, this is just where I'm coming from. It makes my way of dealing with the universe and what happens. And when I went in to get my hair cut, a really nice place because Joy loved her hair. She was a beautiful woman with her hair. And I saw a little penny on the bench. And not only did I see a little penny where I was waiting, but there was a nickel there. And I've been seeing 555 all over the place, the number 5, 555, all over the place, every time I look at the clock. So, you know, I just feel that wonderful presence, happy, healthy, beautiful. And if that answers the caller's concerns, that from her sister, from someone who is so incredibly close to her, that she is in a great place and she was not alone. That's
thank
all
you.
I can tell her.
Okay, well, the listener's there. Alana, thank you. Ruth, you know, you're listening to a very real show here. this is not contrived entertainment. I did the best I could in that. Is there any other question you might have that I could answer?
But I'm just wondering how Dr. Joy's mother is doing.
Well, Alana, you still there?
Yep. I called her yesterday. She went to bingo. She's happy. She's blissfully acceptance. Or denial, I'm not quite sure, but she's just doing her life just as we all believe that life goes on and it is for the living.
And your mother just celebrated her 95th birthday, correct?
Absolutely. And I'll be out there next week, and my other sisters and brothers are there, and she just feels a lot of love right now.
All right, well, thank you again. Alana, thank you for your candidness and putting yourself... you know, in the spotlight of scrutiny, some of this is really tough stuff. Ruth, are you have your questions been satisfactorily answered?
Thank you very much. I'll hang up. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Ruth. Okay. Thank you very much, too. Let's go to Sophie in Massachusetts. Sophie, you're on the Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, yes. Thank you. I just wanted to take a moment to
kind of memorialized Dr. Joy Brown, and I wish other people could call in, but people have work schedules. It'd be awesome if some people could submit audio clips or voicing their feelings and remembering Dr. Joy Brown and using it for, you know, maybe future shows. I think that would be a great thing, because I know you can do that for other podcast shows, but that's just an idea. And I just wanted to say that she was really a backsplash in my childhood, because I've been listening to her for like 25 years, or at least 20 years, and we'll all miss her vivaciousness and her sage advice. And I loved how she never took herself too seriously, because one example is her and Manny. Manny would give her a hard time about her frozen yogurt recipe, and it was quite funny. She knew it wasn't a real recipe, but she thought it was fun to share. So I just wanted to take a moment.
Well, thank you, Sophie. I appreciate that. What part of Massachusetts do you live in?
Near Boston.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Hey, Alana, are you still with me?
Am I still there? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not sorry that I put you on with that call, but I am sorry that you had to go through that. I feel that Ruth asked a valid question, and I want to tell you something. I don't know how you feel at the moment, but your answer was extraordinarily honest, and it was enough. What you said was enough. Don't feel that you held back anything. There's no mysterious facts that are being kept from the public. There's a certain element of privacy that we all instinctively respect. And I believe that even Ruth from Virginia respected that, but she was curious. And I did my best in handling it, and you came through very honestly, and I gathered from the tone of her voice that she was satisfied with your answer.
You want to know something ironic, if I can interrupt?
Yes, I'm here to be interrupted.
It just really took me for a little loop there, because my mom's name is Ruth, and so and you don't hear that name very often, and so I just
Ruth is a great female name that goes back to the Bible, and they don't name babies Ruth anymore, do they? Interesting.
I don't think so.
No, but they will again, because everything is quite cyclical. Stick around in the wings in case something comes up where we can tap into you. Are you going to be around for the next half hour with us, Alana?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, no, I can tell you why.
Well, the music is playing, which means I'm going to crash into a bumper in about 14 seconds. So let's hang on to that. And, folks, we got more coming your way on the Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. drjoypets.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. amputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's get back to the telephones at 877-807-4048. If it sounds like I'm in contradiction to the other guy's number, all the numbers work. And Brian in Washington, you're on the Dr. Joy Brown Show. I'm Michael Harrison. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, this is the real Washington also, Washington State, Tacoma, Washington, near Seattle.
All right.
And I had listened to Joy for years. I don't know how long she was on. I guess around 20 years. I'd listened for at least 12, 15 years to her and called in several times. And she always had some good comments and good suggestions on problems and stuff. And she always... You know, it was always seemed like she was always happy and friendly. At least that's what she put out on the radio show. And I hardly ever heard her when she was angry or having a bad day. And it was always usually pretty easy to get through. I've been a talk radio listener for, 30 years or so. I used to listen to the old Art Bell show, and I still listen to Coast to Coast a lot in the evening, and Bruce Williams and a lot of the other old talk show people. But she was one of the best ones for this, you know, for psychology problems. And just, and then a lot of times she would just have kind of fun shows where she would have her for an hour or two, where she'd have people just call in about their, you know, favorite foods or favorite comedians, or if you had a good joke or something, she would have joke day once in a while.
Yeah, in that regard, she was a throwback to the golden days of talk radio. I like those days.
Some of these great old talk show people that, I think Bruce Williams is still alive, and probably some of the people know.
Well, Bruce, from what I understand, is still alive, and he's pushing the 80s at this point. Yeah. But he was a great host in terms of just giving common sense advice. He wasn't a psychologist or a shrink or anything like that, but he was a common sense guy. And a lot of the great hosts of that era did not have doctor degrees. They were just common sense people, wise men and wise women, experienced people have been around the track, you know.
And I got some good information from her about a little family deal or argument or girlfriend problem I had years ago, and she just had some good suggestions. And then her thing where she would say a lot of times, just be stupid and cheerful when you're trying to deal with an argument or a disagreement with a friend or a family member or something. And, you know, don't take these things so seriously. A lot of the stuff that, you know, people just get, I don't know, I'm not on Facebook, but I do have a computer, and I go on the internet quite a bit, it's just so many people, I hear so many people getting into, especially the younger people. I'm 65 years old myself now, and I hear about a lot of the younger people are so concerned about what other people are saying about them on the internet or on the this or that or texting each other, and especially, you know, high school and junior high and high school kids. They, you know, they put on the internet that I'm not very smart or that they don't like me or this or that, you know, and people are so concerned. And then I hear all this stuff about teenage suicide and things. And
that's pretty serious. That's pretty serious stuff, Brian. I got to tell we one of the most dangerous things that we're losing in our society is privacy. The two scarce things that we need to be healthy is clean water and privacy. Yeah. And both are going down the drain.
I'd like to say one quick thing before you cut me off or let other people talk, and that she just had, sounds like she just had a great heart, and she just loved people, and she would take, I mean, I'm just getting kind of emotional right now about just thinking about her, that she would take so much extra time sometimes for certain people that had problems with their children or their parents or this or that, or I can't get along with my son or something, and we haven't talked for 10 years or 15 years, and, you know, she would just say, well, you know, just suck it up a little bit, one of you, and you're the parent or something, so try to call and get a hold of your child.
Well, you know something, Brian?
Try to rekindle the relationship.
Brian, you bring up a very good point, and here's the difference. The kind of show Dr. Joy Brown did, you're talking about somebody expressing a problem they have with their son or their daughter or their husband or their wife, as opposed to a problem they have with Hillary or Trump. There's a huge difference in terms of the...
It really matters.
Oh, yeah.
And she cared about people. And thank you for doing this show. I love you guys, and I love her.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Great to talk to you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to Judy in San Diego. Judy, you're on the radio. Judy, are you there?
Hi, Michael. I want to start out with, first of all, I'm Judy Hawkins. I am Dr. Joy Brown's sister, one of her sisters. She has, three sisters and two brothers. And I want to start with, first of all, thanking you for your beautiful, beautiful tribute to Joy. It has made such a difference to our family, I can't tell you. It's just, it's our connecting, and it's been very, very heartfelt and very welcome. And I'm calling specifically to answer Ruth's questions. I know that's very, very hard, and I think it's important, Ruth, and listeners, first of all, Joy was not alone. Joy had had a tummy ache the day before and was in the care of the hospital So she was not in pain. I know that a lot of people know this already, that she was on the phone at the time of her passing with her sister Alana. And they were talking and chatting and having a very good conversation. It's important that we all know that the family, there's five of us kids and a mom, we're all handling this in a very different manner. It was a shock to us all, and I'm sure a shock to everyone. And each one of us is handling this period in a different manner. I know it's extremely difficult for Alana right now. As far as her mother goes, Ruth, which happens to be Joy's mother's name, is handling it very well. She connects with it and is dealing with it the best she can. Her age has really been a aid for her. Her memory isn't quite as good as it used to be, and so she's handling it, and it's a really, really positive thing. We all feel in the family, we all agree, that it was fast, it was quick. Joy was here, and she was gone. And to be honest, that is a blessing right there. That's the only way that Joy would have wanted it. She was, as you all know, alive and excited and loving the world. She wouldn't want to have had that compromised in any way. So, we still don't know what happened. It was just... It just happened.
I'm glad you're saying that, Judy, because by it being somewhat vague, it leaves question marks like, what really happened? And I don't know what really happened other than what I know, what you have said and what has been out there. And you know something? That's enough for me, because I know nothing terrible happened, because I know that Joy was not sick. She was healthy. So, but that doesn't mean that there might not have been something brewing. We hear about people that die. Oh, they were the picture of health. Well, obviously something might have been brewing, or something can go wrong. You don't know. And you know what? I believe, Judy, I believe that sometimes we just have to accept the fact that not every question in the universe can be answered at any given time. We have to learn to live with mystery.
Well, not only just the mystery, but the gift. I mean, Yes. You said it the other day, death is inevitable, but dying is awful. And Joy didn't die. She just was gone. And what, you know, if you're going to go, that you couldn't ask for a nicer gift. So, again, we don't know what was happening, but we know that she didn't have to suffer. She didn't have anything that would later be disabilitating or in any way keep her from living. So she lived, and then she left. And you know, that's a blessing in itself. Why she went so quickly, we'll never know, but we just feel good that there was no suffering and no disability, and she was on the air until she wasn't. So
yeah. And no mystery, no nothing nefarious.
No,
there was nothing. I knew that. I would have known
later, and we know she wasn't in pain. So all the gifts that could have been there were there.
Well, I'm so pleased that you set this as straight as can be set. And Judy, you know, my heartfelt sympathy and condolences to you and your family. I have had the opportunity to know some of you as a result of this, and you're wonderful people. Judy, thank you so much.
And Michael, thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts.
I appreciate it. All right. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Judy Hawkins, the sister of Dr. Joy Brown. We're going to talk to Joan Buffalo in the next segment of this program.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're in the home stretch of today's program. Let's go right to Joe in Buffalo. Joe, thanks for hanging on, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Michael. Thank you. Thank you so much from the listeners and from all the people who love Joy for doing this, because this really has helped with the whole healing process, because normally when tragedy strikes, we turn to Joy, and Joy's not there this time. And I want to thank you so much for doing this for us, because too many times in radio, when somebody is either fired or disappears, they just flip the format and don't talk about it. So this has been wonderful. Thank you.
I appreciate the kind words. And what you're saying is true. It's unfortunate about the radio business, but a person could be on the air for 25 years in a place, and they tell them that you just did your last show. Well, why can't I say goodbye to my listeners? Well, because we don't trust you. Here's the box. Go empty your desk and goodbye. And, and that's the end of it. I'll tell you
and
something.
You know when,
it's a rough
sorry.
Business. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. You.
I was going to say when Joy was fired from radio, which she talked about, you know, one time she was publicly fired, you know, in retrospect, it's almost a great thing because she said that it was the closest that she would ever be to being eulogized. And she got to see at least the outpouring of love and the letter-writing campaign and everybody wanted Joy back because it was right after Christmas and Joy just disappeared and we had nobody knew what happened.
Yeah.
So at least she knew the love that was out there from everybody.
Yeah, and I tend to think somewhere, you know, on a higher level, she's receiving it from these beautiful broadcasts that I've had the pleasure and privilege of being a part of. Joe in Buffalo, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
We have a few minutes. Let's squeeze in. I promised that we would play a clip of a conversation that I had with Joy on my podcast, Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison, and we were talking about the issue of privacy. Here now is a clip of that conversation.
That I think the issue of privacy and having a personal, private life that you share on a one-on-one basis with a small circle of people around you, whether they're your family, your personal friends, or even your coworkers, is something that I find to be absolutely precious. And it seems as we're moving into the world of the digital era and social media that people are losing sight of the concept of privacy, and I worry that we may never get it back. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and people worry about NSA, and I point out, you put voluntarily information on your Facebook account or your Twitter account, that's much more personal, and it's forever. Once something's on the Internet, it's there forever. And, for example, relationships are probably, because that's one of the areas I deal with a lot, that whether it's a family feud or a new beau or adolescent acting out, that stuff changes, and once it's on the Internet, it's there forever, and it can literally haunt you. I know people who've lost jobs because of things they put on Facebook, and it's not only what you put on, which is difficult enough, but I know one of my producers got in huge trouble because he was at a party, and somebody else took a picture of him and put it on their website, and he was drunk, and he lost a job because of, not with me, but he lost a job that he was applying for.
We hear a lot
of
stories like that.
And it gets back to your favorite word, which is that perspective of understanding that today is not necessarily going to be how you want to present yourself in 5 years, and once it's on the Internet, you know, all bets are off. That
yeah.
It is there and people can find it. So I just think a little bit of caution may be sensible. And we know from a bunch of studies that a blank computer screen lowers people's inhibitions. And all you have to do is read all the typos in your emails and your texts to understand that people don't reread things. They just hit the send button and God knows what it says, not to mention the spell check stuff. So it requires caution. And I think the unfortunate medium discourages caution, discourages rereading. It's that immediacy overwhelms everything else.
And anonymity also brings out sometimes cruelty and the worst in us. In last week's podcast, I discuss Monica Lewinsky's recent TED Talk. If you haven't seen it, I strongly suggest you check it out because it gets into first-person experience, hers, of what it's like to be public property and to be humiliated around the world in a flash and suddenly being public property. And she was one of the first people to be so widely humiliated in what she calls this era and industry of shame. 18 years later, she has quite a different view of it. But she mentions this, and this is certainly not new, that anonymity tends to make people who otherwise would be more restrained, perhaps even afraid, suddenly makes them brave. And
or better mannered, at least. That the constraints of civilization seem to melt when you're in a mob. You know, it's interesting. I did an interview about Monica when this whole thing first came out, and they said, what's your advice for her? And I said, change your name. And I was not kidding. And it's interesting that she should have this perspective down the road, which is what you and I are talking about, because at the time, remember, she had a line of pocketbooks. As a psychologist, what's more Freudian than a woman who is labeled, you know, a sex kitten putting out pocketbooks? I mean, does it get any more Freudian than that?
And that, this is live now. That, unless you're listening as a podcast, then it's not live. See, it's very hard to know what space and time we're in anymore. But that is a conversation that I had with Dr. Joy Brown about a year ago, a year and a quarter ago, on my podcast, Up Close and Far Out, is the name of the podcast. And I did three of them with her in the last year and a half. Each one is about 45 minutes. And what I will do over the next few weeks, as long as I continue to host this particular program, or what's left of this program, I will play excerpts from it, because this is all fresh material that has never been. You see, I'm the interviewer in it. She was the guest. And we get into some pretty amazing stuff that she might not have had a chance to talk about on her show. And I can't think of a better venue than to share some of this than with you, her listeners, if you stick around. And I don't hold you to that. I mean, I don't blame you if you stop listening. Because, you know, we're trying to figure out what to do with this wonderful network of great stations and great listeners. And why I'm saying they're great, I'm not pandering, is that we live in a time where most talk radio is one-dimensional. Nothing that's bad about it, but it's sameness. We're in an era where corporations create sameness because they want to continue what works. Even if it isn't even working well, they'd rather die slowly than take a chance to die quickly or gain success. So it's crazy stuff. We live in a funny time. And these times, being so weird, they make for great conversation. That's where I come from. I'm more about the times and the rewiring of the human nervous system as we evolve from the 20th century to the 21st century. Huge changes are taking place. I will not be here for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I had prior commitments, but I will be back next Monday, and from there it's the open seas. I'll be in a rowboat. We're going to take calls, and we're going to talk, and we'll continue the Dr. Joy Brown Show, but from the perspective of little old layman me. I'm Michael Harris, and thank you, Justin, for a good job. Thank you, Alana and Judy, for joining us. Thank you, Bernadette Duncan, my wife, who is holding my hand here as we did this. And I'll see you next week if you give me the privilege of continuing to talk to you. Michael Harrison on the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Have a good day.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.